Benjamin Edward Cardinal, born 1983, was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for mischief $5,000 or under and assault with a weapon in Dawson Creek on December 3, 2021. Cardinal was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under committed in Dawson Creek on December 1, 2021. Cardinal was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under in Dawson Creek on June 7, 2021. Cardinal was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under in Dawson Creek on June 4, 2021. Cardinal was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for mischief under $5,000 in Dawson Creek in May 2021. Cardinal was given a 270-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for possession of stolen property under $5,000 and uttering or using counterfeit money in Dawson Creek in March 2021. Mitchell Nicholas Jeff, born 1991, was sentenced to 277 days jail with 18 months probation, given a mandatory lifetime firearms ban, and ordered to provide a DNA sample for possession for the purpose of trafficking in Fort St. John in April 2021. Jeff was sentenced to 45 days jail and 18 months probation for breaching release orders in Williams Lake in June 2022. Jeff was sentenced to 60 days jail with 18 months probation for breaching release orders in Abbotsford in September 2022. Richard Van Schaeck, born 1970, was fined $1,500, given a 1 year criminal driving ban, and ordered to pay a $450 victim surcharge for refusing to provide a breath sample in Fort St. John in May 2022. Tammy Lee Beckman, born 1981, was given a 12-month conditional sentence with 12 months probation, and given a 2 year criminal driving prohibition for flight from police in Dawson Creek in July 2019. Griffin Douglas Young, born 1999, was fined $2,000 under the Motor Vehicle Act, given a 3-month driving prohibition, and ordered to pay a $300 victim surcharge for driving without due care and attention in Dawson Creek in August 2021. Drayden LaPretra, born 1996, was fined $600 under the Motor Vehicle Act and ordered to pay a $90 victim surcharge for operating a motor vehicle on a highway without a license in Pouce Coop in May 2019. Notes on sentencing. Suspended sentence. The judge convicts the accused but suspends sentencing, and instead releases them on conditions set out in a probation order. Conditional sentence. The judge gives the accused a jail term, but allows them to serve it in the community as long as they follow certain conditions. Often called house arrest. Conditional discharge. The accused's record won't show a conviction if they meet conditions the judge sets out in a probation order. Recognizance after allegation. An agreement to keep the peace and be of good behavior when the court finds there are reasonable grounds that a person will commit an offense.